Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. With the basics of XAML layouts and events under our belts, let's do something fun now. We're going to give some unique character to our app by merely styling it. Obviously, we're going to want to follow Microsoft's guidelines so that our app looks like it really belongs as part of the Windows Phone 8 ecosystem. However, we still have a lot of latitude on how we can personalize our app. So my game plan in this lesson is that, first of all, we're going to change the tile icons that are used on the phone's application list, and then also if they were to pin one of the apps to the start page, we want that tile to be shown there as well. Then we're going to access the user's phone theme color selections and incorporate those colors into our app. And in so doing, we're going to learn some extremely important XAML syntax feature called binding expressions. And then finally, we're going to talk about reusable styles in our app. Okay, so the first task in this lesson is to change the tiles for our app that the user will see in the alphabetical list of tiles, and also the start page if they wanted to, again, pin one of those to our app to their start page. So to begin, what we're going to do is find a file called the wmappmanifest.xml file. And so I'm going to double click it. And when I do that, you'll see that this XML file is loaded into the main area into a special designer window, and it provides a number of options that can affect how our application is introduced to the Windows Phone 8 operating system. For example, on the first tab, the Application UI tab, we can change the display name. So if we wanted to put a space in between pet and sounds, we could do that there. We can change the app's icon and different styles of tiles and things of that nature. We'll come back to that in just a little bit. What we want to do is change from the default icon, this little sunburst, to one that's more suited for our app. And I've created such an icon, and it's available in that downloadable file that has all the assets for this entire series of videos. I unzipped that and put it into my documents directory. So inside of the c9phone8.zip file, there are three folders. Remember, we were working with the pet sounds underscore assets folder in a previous video. And what I want to do is go to and find this application icon.png. And so you'll see if we were to open up over here in our Solution Explorer, in our assets directory, we also have an application icon.png. So what I want to do is simply drag and drop it from my documents directory into my assets directory, and it asks, do we want to replace that application icon.png? Yes to that. And the next thing that I want to do is replace two of the tiles. There's these two iconic tile medium large.png and iconic tile small.png, and I want to replace them with the two that are in this tile subdirectory here in Windows Explorer. So I'm going to select these two files by holding down the Shift key while I click on each of them. And I'm going to drag and drop them into the tile subfolder here in the Solution Explorer. And here again it asks, do you want to replace them? And I'll select apply to all items because I don't want to just keep clicking yes. And that will copy the new versions. And as I hover over, you can see that we have a little duck logo suitable for use within our app. Awesome. Now back in the wmappmanifest.xml file, since I replaced the old image file with a new one, I'll merely need to do this. I'm just going to close, go ahead and select yes to that, and then I'm going to reopen it, and now it should have my duck app icon. Next, I want to change from the tile template set to template flip to template iconic. And I want to choose support for large tiles. And for the tile title, I want to type in pet sounds. And then I want to change the tile images. So I'm going to select a little ellipse button underneath small. And then I will navigate to my project directory here. Let's get to pet sounds, assets, and tiles, and I'm going to select iconic small, iconic tile small.png, and click open. And then I'll do the same for the medium, iconic tile medium large.png. Great. All right, I'm going to save all of that. And what I want to do next is I'm actually going to run the app, and once it's running on the phone emulator, I'm going to try to see how my new tiles appear in the phone operating system. Okay, so the first thing I'm gonna do is just hit the start button on the face of the emulator in order to get to the start page. I'm gonna swipe over to the list of apps and scroll down, and you can see here's my Pet Sounds app, and it does have our new app icon. Very cool. So now what I want to do here, I'm going to move this up a little bit, and I'm just going to simulate holding down until the context menu pops up by just using my mouse button and then holding down on the Pet Sounds icon and then selecting pin to start. And when I do that, you can see the large tile is displayed now. Awesome. Okay, so it's a really small detail, but it already feels more like a legitimate app to me with just that small change. Very cool. Okay, so next what we want to do is change, let's go ahead and click on this, we want to change the title and the page name, and so we know how to do this already. Now, we haven't talked about text blocks just yet, but it's simply a way to put text onto your user interface, and if we take a look at the stack panel that was added by default by the page template, we see our title panel with two text blocks, one that has the text My Application and one that has simply the page name. And so what we want to do here is just make a couple of small changes. We're going to change My Application and give it the name Pet Sounds in all caps because that seems to be the convention. And then on the page name, I'm going to change this to animals. There. All right, you can see the changes reflected in the Visual Designer. All right, another small styling step, but again, it makes it feel more like a legitimate app. Take a look at this syntax. In fact, let me move some of these down so you can see it a little bit better here on screen. If you take a look at this second text box, notice that the style is set to this open and closing curly brace syntax with the word static resource inside and then this phone text title one style. Okay, and this is going to require a bit of explanation. First, whenever you see open and close curly braces in XAML, it's referred to as a binding syntax. And there are two types of binding syntaxes. There's the static resource, and there's also another type that we'll talk about in just a moment. But the static resource is the one that we're going to primarily focus on in this lesson. Let me focus on the term resource. A resource is an object that can be reused in different places in your application. So examples of resources include brushes and styles. And for more information, I just point you to the article on MSDN about XAML resources. You might want to spend some time looking at a more formal definition of resources. It talks about static and dynamic resources and the difference between the two. But we're only going to use static resources in our app. So I created a simple phone project called XAML Resources. Let's check this out. And this will help illustrate the most simple static resource example that I can possibly think of. If you take a look at the very top of this page, you'll see that there's this section called Phone Application Page.Resources. So this page has a special resources collection. And we can put a number of resources and add them as instances of resources to this resource collection that's defined here. And you can see that I've created two resources. One is a solid color brush that I give the name My Brush. And now what I can do is set any properties of the solid color brush I want and then reference that brush by its name or its key, My Brush. Then later on, if I want to change my brush to a different color, I can change it one place, and anything that referenced My Brush, it'll change all the colors at the same time. So that's one benefit of using a static resource, is that you can propagate changes to your entire app or into an entire page by making a change in one place, since everything will reference these styles that you create. The second is a formal style, and you see that it targets the type button, and I've given it a name, My Button Background. And inside of here, I'm able to set properties to value. So in this case, I want to set the attribute or the property of background to the value of blue. And we could have multiple setters inside of a style to set many different things. And we'll see examples of that as we go through the remainder of the series of lessons. Okay, so let's scroll down to where these are actually used. You can see that I've added two buttons to my content panel, which I made a stack panel. I changed it from a grid to a stack panel. And here you can see where I have set a static resource set to my brush. So what happens? It looks up the key my brush and it uses the solid color brush with its color attribute set to brown. And that's what we see here in this topmost button. And the second button, we see the style set to static resource my button background. And we can see it's just referencing this style with the key my button background. And we apply the setter of the property called background to the value blue. And that's what gives this button its background color of blue. Now we could also add additional setters here for things like width and any other property of a button, but that's not something I wanted to illustrate in this simple example. Okay, so I created these local resources on the page, meaning that any of these styles are available to anything on just this mainpage.xaml. But what if I wanted to share these resources across all of the pages that I add to my project? Now, we haven't added any pages to a project yet. We'll do that a little bit later. But what if we wanted to create styles that could be used globally across the entire project? What options do we have? Well, in that case, what we need to do is go to our app.xaml file. We'll talk about its purpose a little bit later. But notice that it, the application object, has an application.resources, a resources collection. And so what we can do is actually cut and paste our styles that we defined here into this area here, and then those styles will be available across our entire project, and we'll do that in just a moment. Okay, so let's close this one down. Yes, that's fine. Okay, and in our Pet Sounds project, you might be wondering where this phone text title one style is actually defined. Well, this is a little bit more tricky. It's actually a built-in style as part of the Windows Phone operating system's theme resources. And a great place to learn more about this is on MSDN. You can see here theme resources for Windows Phone. If you scroll down, there are a number of different built-in themes by category. So for example, brush resources. There's a phone accent brush, phone foreground brush, phone background brush, phone contrasting background brush, and so on. Now the one that we're looking for is a text style. So let's scroll all the way down to text styles. And as we scroll through, what was the name of it again? I've already forgotten. Phone text title one style. Phone text title one style. It's this one right here. And you can see that the style is based on the phone text block base. So we could search this web page to find out more information about that style. We can look at which font family and which font style size it borrows from and so on. And you can see that it inherits most of its values from other styles. So I would simply say this. You should resist the urge to use custom colors, fonts, and the like, unless you have a good reason to, such as to match your company's established branding elements and so on. You should use these pre-built styles that will go along with the user's phone settings. When he goes into settings and chooses colors and fonts and sizes and things of that nature, we want to borrow whatever their choices are and use them in our app so that our app looks like it's part of the Windows Phone 8 ecosystem. Now, it's also worth noting that many of the styles are based on styles which are yet based on other styles. So you have this visual inheritance, and it allows developers to avoid repeating the attribute settings that will be common across variations of the styles, like how cascading style sheets works in web development, for example. I said earlier that there were two binding expressions on the Windows Phone. The second is just simply a binding, and this is used for binding to data, usually generic lists of custom types with their properties set to the data that we want to work on in our app. And we bind that data to elements on our pages. And we'll see that at work much later in the series, but that will be important whenever we start to work with real live data, okay? But let's just hold on to that thought and just say that there are two different types of binding syntaxes. One's for the visual appearance, styling, things of that nature, and the other is binding to data. And we're talking purely about static resources binding to things that are visual in nature, I guess you could say. Okay? So let's have a little bit of fun. Like I said earlier, you typically want to stick with the phones-themed resources and use that web page we referenced just a moment ago to find the right resource for whatever you're trying to work with, whether it be text or backgrounds or whatever the case might be. However, we can edit a style if we would like to. I think that this might provide an additional insight or two on how all this works, so let's do this. Make sure that your cursor is somewhere here on the text block that we set to animals. So I'm just going to put it right there. And I want to go to the properties window, and I'm going to make it a little bit larger here so we can see it. And I want to go down to the miscellaneous section here at the bottom. And you can see that the style property has a green box surrounding it and then a little green icon off to the right-hand side. And if you click that little square or the text box, you'll see a context menu that pops up. And what we want to do is select this convert to local value option. And when I do that, notice that the style property is gone. In its place is a complex property setting the text block dot style and a style defined inside of that. So as you can see, when we convert it from a theme style to a local style, we see part of the definition of that theme style. It's based on this phone text block base style, okay? And it overrides that style with two additional properties, font family and font size. And you can see that those are defined as theme styles as well. Here, the font family is selecting from phone font family semi-light, and the font size is selecting from or inheriting from phone font size extra, extra large. Okay? So let's override those settings with our own. So for example, instead of setting the value to another resource, let's just take control of this and set it to Verdana, which should be a font on the phone. And furthermore, let's change the font size from this static resource and change it to a font size of 64 point, okay? All right, so that produces a slightly different appearance inside of our app. And now what I want to do is make this style available to our entire app by making it a system resource. So what I want to do is highlight everything between the text block style open and closing tags, and I'm going to cut those by right-clicking and selecting cut, and then I want to open up the app.xaml file from before that we looked at a moment ago, and here in the application resources section, I want to add an attribute, so let's do this. Here, I'm just going to paste in what we have on the clipboard. And I'm going to add an attribute to this style called x colon name equals, and let's give it a name. My title text, based on the static resource, phone text block base, target type, text block, that's all good. Everything else looks good. Let me just go ahead and move things onto different lines. Great. All right. So now if I return to the mainpage.xaml, what I want to do is I'm going to remove these two open and closing tags for the text block.style. Instead, I'm going to go back here to style equals, and then I'm going to use the open and closing curly brace. And then in between them, I'm going to type static resource, and I'm going to set it equal to my title text. All right. And the result now should be that animals returns back. We may have lost it for a moment there when we were deleting things, but now it's back and it looks like the changes that we made, which are now encoded as a style that the rest of our application can borrow from. So, success! All right. So just to recap, the big takeaway from this lesson was the ways in which we can style our app to make it look like it belongs on the Windows Phone while also expressing our own individuality. We learned how to modify the wmappmanifest.xml file to change the icons, the title of our app. We changed the app's title and page title here in our XAML code inside of the stack panel. We learned how to bind to static resources like themed resources for the Windows Phone and how to create both local and system resources based on themed resources and much more. Okay, awesome. We'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you.